This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
All right, so we'll start more formally now. I want to welcome you all. I'm Diana Winston, and I am the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. This program we've been doing, it's been going on a long time now. It's been going, I think we're on to our almost 13 years. Well, it was in person for a while, and now it is virtual, and at some point we're going to shift back to some kind of hybrid, but we're not quite there yet, but we're getting close. Okay, so we come to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness I define as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. Mindfulness is the baseline practice. It's kind of what we come to do when we come together. It's our main, our standard practice, the foundation from which all these other practices flow. We'll also do some other practices today. My intention was to explore compassion. Compassion is very connected to mindfulness. It's considered, it's not the same as mindfulness, but it's an outcome. So when you practice mindfulness, people report being more compassionate, more altruistic. So that's one of the interesting results of practicing mindfulness. But compassion in and of itself is, of course, a much needed quality right now. I think it was President Obama who said, we can talk all we want about the economic deficit, but what we really have is an empathy deficit. And it's fairly obvious how that is playing out in our world these days. So cultivating compassion for ourselves and for others is absolutely key. Compassion is a movement of the heart in the face of suffering to alleviate that suffering. And so it's often, when we think about like the golden rule, do unto others or don't do unto others what you wouldn't have done to yourself. That's kind of the practical manifestation of it. But compassion is something that is not pity. This is something that's very important. I think people can get confused and think, well, compassion is pity. And the opposite of compassion would be like hostility or apathy. We know it's not that, but when we get into these places that are sort of pitying someone, that's not compassion, because there's a quality of aversion that is present in that, that is not compassion. What we're trying to develop with compassion is an open heart, and the way it's cultivated is through meeting suffering with our eyes open. So much of things in this world, there's this idea of like, oh, we don't want to look at suffering, yet suffering is happening all the time. And it's so easy to distract ourselves and turn away. But to cultivate compassion, the key is to acknowledge their suffering and open to it and allow it to touch you. And when it touches you, it can evoke this quality of compassion that can come from our heart. It's like a movement of the heart that wants to alleviate the suffering. And it's this beautiful, beautiful quality. Sometimes we need to understand the situation. Sometimes it's hard to have compassion for someone. And so when we can start to understand the situation better, that evokes compassion. One of the very first teachings I ever learned was, when I'm not compassionate, what is it I don't understand? So it's just an interesting kind of reflection question, and we'll be playing with that some as we explore compassion today. Finally, compassion, as we practice it, and we'll be doing these practices that cultivate it, so not just mindfulness, but specific compassion practices, we'll send it out and we'll notice how we're experiencing it. But ultimately, we want to act from compassion. So I think it was the Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh who said, compassion is a verb, right? It's not just the feeling, but it's also the doing. And so obviously today we're doing a meditation, so we won't be doing compassionate acts, but we'll kind of point ourselves in that direction. Okay. So let's settle back and begin our meditation, finding a comfortable position that works for you. We'll start with some basic mindfulness to get going. And finding a posture, whether it's sitting on a chair, couch, bed, cushion on the floor. Some people do standing meditation. Just a posture that you can sustain. You might feel your feet connected to the ground. And as your feet or the base of your body touches the ground, have a sense of the earth below you. Supporting you. There may be sounds in the background, and see if you can just let them come and go. And feel connected to our body, present here on the chair, and just gently scan your body, noticing any areas of tension or tightness, heaviness, pressure, tingling, warmth. See if you can allow areas that are tight or tense to soften, relax, release, coming into the present moment. Your hands can be resting where they're comfortable. Your eyes may be closed, and if you want to leave them open, having them looking downward but not all around the room is possible. Now turning your attention to the sounds. I know where I am, there's lots of sounds. I'm not sure if you're hearing them, but there's lots of sounds around me. See if you can listen to the sound. It's just stopped for me, in any case. Whatever sounds are around you, as if you're listening to your favorite music, listening with curiosity and interest. You may not like the sound, but you can listen with this openness and receptivity. And then drop your attention into your body. Noticing your body breathing. Noticing that there is a natural breath that's happening. Rising, falling, expanding, contracting. In your abdomen or chest. Or the air moving through your nose, tingling warmth, coolness. So for the first part of the meditation, let's just stay with our breath, noticing the changing sensations in your abdomen, chest, or nose. If you find yourself getting distracted, which most people do, then just bring your attention back. So let's say you want to choose a spot to notice, like your abdomen, chest or nose. Or if you like listening to sounds, you could do that. And then when your attention wanders, come back to whatever it is you're attending to. It might be hard to decide, should I pay attention to my breath in my abdomen, my chest, my nose, or listen, should I listen to the sounds? Really, it's up to you. They all work equally well. See which is the clearest for you, the easiest. So noticing breath after breath or sound after sound. Attention wanders away. You can say a soft word like thinking or wandering, and then redirect attention right back. And then just keep coming back again and again and again. And if you have more experience, you know that when something pulls you away, you can notice that, feel it, sense it, investigate. Sometimes you might not have a central focus to your meditation, but just have a more open awareness. Sometimes your awareness may have a more natural quality, just resting in awareness itself. So let's move into some silent practice for about 10 minutes, and then we'll do the compassion meditation. So we'll continue meditating and shift over to the compassion practice. Notice how you're feeling right now as we begin the practice. It's helpful with cultivating positive emotions to start where it's easy. So think about if there's someone in your life or a situation that you know of that when you think about it, your immediate response is compassion. And so as I invite you to do this, I just encourage you, we may tend to want to go towards the most extreme situation, and there's a lot going on in our world, which we're having many reactions to. So let's keep it sort of easier today. So go towards things that are more moderate. As we're learning the practice, it helps to not have too intense emotions, but they may come. I mean, it is possible. So we'll just create a space for this here, see what happens. So maybe someone you know who is having a hard time, and when you think of them because you love them a lot, it's easy to feel compassion for them. So let the person or maybe it's an animal or the situation come to mind. And have a sense of what is causing their suffering. What is their pain? See, sense, feel, imagine. And really allow yourself to meet that, to recognize and acknowledge, oh yeah, you're suffering here. You might even imagine as you breathe in, connecting with that suffering. And as you breathe out, we can offer words of compassion, such as, may your suffering be alleviated. May your suffering be alleviated. May you be free from your pain and your sorrow. May you be free from your suffering. I care about your suffering and your pain. And as you say these words, which words resonate? And there might be your own words that you can come up with. And say those words to this person or animal or situation. And now notice what you're feeling inside. What's happening in your heart, in your body? Maybe there's this sense of poignancy, care, compassion. And if nothing is happening, that's fine too. Or maybe you're having some other experience, just noticing, allowing whatever is here to be here. Breathing, may your suffering be alleviated. May you be free from your pain, your sorrow. And sometimes you can connect with the breath. Taking it in a little bit. And it's not going to hurt you if you imagine breathing in what the suffering, but as you breathe out, offering ease, offering well-being. Now notice how you're doing and take a breath. And let's bring to mind maybe a way in which you personally are struggling. You know, if you could imagine yourself in front of you, and you notice what the pain is, just what is the hard thing you're dealing with right now. And as you remember and recall, like I said, maybe not the hardest thing, but something, allowing yourself to connect with that suffering. And it's easy because it's our own. What if you were to try to send it to yourself? May I be at ease. May my suffering be eased. May I be free from my pain and my sorrow. Notice what happens as you say these words, and you might even imagine someone you really love and care about sending these words to you. May you be free from what is troubling you. May you be at ease. Noticing what happens as you say this, just noticing in your body and mind what's here. And sometimes it can go into feeling sorry for ourselves or some other emotion, just allowing what's here to be here. And imagine what it would feel like if the suffering were alleviated. Imagine that these wishes can have an impact. What would that feel like? And if you're feeling a sense of relief or the potential of relief, really let that feeling arise. May my suffering be relieved. Now taking a breath, noticing your feet on the ground. Let's bring to mind one more person or situation. Maybe where it's a little more challenging, you could try that, or just somewhere that needs your compassion right now. Somewhere that you want to open your heart to. And we could just imagine the situation, and maybe it's a place in the world where there is a lot of suffering. Maybe it's someone you know. You can sense, see, feel what is causing the pain, just gently and taking a breath, connecting, and then offering words of compassion. May you find relief. May you be free from your pain and your sorrow. May you be free from your suffering. So just saying my words, or maybe words of your own. I care about your suffering. May this end, may this pain come to an end, and may it be replaced with joy and connection and well-being. Whatever words you want to say, notice how you're feeling inside as you share these words of compassion. Maybe you are feeling compassion. Maybe there's a warmth and openness, a sense of care. If there is, let that really be here. Trust that. And if you're not feeling it, that's completely normal. Notice what it is you are feeling. We can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this with awareness, with kindness. And let's feel our feet on the ground, feel the connection once again to the earth below us. And then whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thanks everyone for giving that a try. It's an intense practice and it can be very powerful. And so we want to do it kind of slowly and gently. And, you know, there's different possibilities and ways of doing it. So it can be towards yourself. It could be sort of something easy. It could be to like you know, all the suffering on the planet if you want to do it. I mean, it's up to you, but you want to work with this in a gentle way. So I'm Diana. Happy to be here with all of you. Check out the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, where there's programs, classes, research, all sorts of things going on. New classes are starting for the summer, including a 4-credit class. That's it's a university class on mindfulness practice and theory, and it does have a non-credit option. So that's something you can find on our website if you want to do a very deep dive into mindfulness over the summer. Okay, I will stay on for a more informal Q&A or sharing, and we'll switch over to that in a moment. And otherwise, I will see you all next week and just stay connected. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.